This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Ti'n gwrando I RNIB Connect Radio, a dyma ni yn yr Eisteddfod Genedlaethol Cymru ym Mhontypridd. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, the National Eisteddfod in Wales in Pontypridd. And the National Eisteddfod is a celebration of Welsh arts, language and culture, and here to explain what to expect on the maes for blind and partially sighted visitors is Oliver Griffiths-Salter, Accessibility Officer for the National Eisteddfod. Ollie Croeso, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Diolch yn fawr. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, there was a tremendous amount going on in and around the Eisteddfod. How much of a challenge is it to ensure that the MAES, the festival ground itself, is an accessible place for all visitors?
Obviously, it's difficult in a way to cater to everyone's disabilities because they vary so much. But obviously, we try and cater as much as we possibly can in different disabilities, and we train our staff and we go through different external training and speak to the individuals that actually will be using the MAES in the festival, just because we don't know everything. I know as a wheelchair user myself what some wheelchair users might need, but also that varies. So I like speaking to the people that require certain assistance so I can understand more of what to include on the MAES.
And the Accessibility Hub on the MAES has plenty of information on hand for visitors as well. And it's also a good space for guide dogs and assistance dogs to visit as well.
It is, yeah. So we have the Hub Gyrchedd is what it's called on the site. And it's kind of your one-stop shop for your mobility scooters, your Llecyn Llonydd, which is kind of our quiet area for just to have like 5 minutes away from all the people and the noise and everything like that, just to have 5 minutes or however long you want, really, in and out. No, there's no questions asked. You come in and have a cup of tea, sit down and just relax and shut off from it. So all the information, I have staff in there that know all the information, and it's just a one-stop shop of any accessibility queries that anybody has, they can come and ask.
In terms of getting to other events staged around Pontypridd, how accessible will that be for visitors?
So obviously, this year is slightly different for us due to the fact that we are in a town and normally we are in a field in the middle of nowhere. So we are very, very lucky that we have lots of tarmac and we have lots of concrete. So mud and wet grass isn't an issue, and the town is very close in regards to it's just across the bridge, and then you have all of the local shops and stands and plenty of a variety of different food places or shopping and stuff like that, which we think is pretty incredible. The fact that the public can come in, they can see the MAES, they can see everything about the Eisteddfod and support the local community as well.
And there's plenty going on here throughout the week, no matter your level of the Welsh language.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we have the MAES D, which is our MAES Dysgwyr, and that is essentially for Welsh learners if it's a language that you want to pursue in learning, and we have translations available, so it's kind of you don't need to be a Welsh language speaker to come to the event. It's nobody will judge you or treat you any differently if you can't speak Welsh. We're all happy to speak in either language because obviously we're all British and we want to be here to include everyone from every walk of life and every country across the whole world. That's what we want.
Are there any events that you're particularly looking forward to this year? Do you have any recommendations for us?
For me, it's just a kind of coming into the Eisteddfod and finding what you like. If it's live music on the Llwyfan y Maes with lights and bass and everything like that, or if you like a quieter area that you can sit down and got places like Encore and Tiguerin that you can go in, sit down out of, at the minute, it is a bit of rain, so you can get out of the rain and still listen to live music, and we have talks going on. We have such a variety of stuff going on the MAES that is then all fully accessible to any disability.
Oliver Griffiths-Salter, Accessibility Officer for the National Eisteddfod, Diolch yn fawr iawn. Siarad i ni, thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. Diolch yn fawr.